So you will need to include a footnote marker in your text when you're quoting, paraphrasing, or summarizing, because referencing is not simply about providing a list of the sources of information that you have used. It is also about how you incorporate that information into your writing through quoting, paraphrasing, and summarizing. Referencing provides the link between what you write and the evidence on which it is based. A quote is when you use the exact words of the author. You need to enclose the words of a quote in single quotation marks to distinguish them from your own writing. Your footnote should include the page number of a quote for a book or journal article so that your reader can find it again easily. Quoting the exact words of others is an important part of academic writing, but it should also be used sparingly. If you use too many quotations within a piece of writing, you will lose the flow of your own academic voice. It may also show that you do not understand the information enough to put it into your own words. A paraphrase is where you use your own words to express the meaning of something you have read. You usually paraphrase something quite specific, so your footnote will also include the page number of where you have found the idea. A summary is where you've maybe read several pages, but you're summarizing it in a couple of lines or taking the most important points from a piece of writing and putting them in your own words. You do not need the page number when you're summarizing.